Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Yay. Two sleeping babies. Right, I'm going to tiptoe very nicely out of the baby room and get the door. Hello everybody and welcome to the fourth episode of the Twins Mummy NI podcast. I've just popped little Isla and Aria down in the baby room next door for their morning nap. And I've got an opportunity now to grab the microphone and have a little chat with you for the podcast. Hello and welcome to the Twins Mummy NI podcast. My name is Carla and I am mummy to 11-month-old twin girls Isla and Aria. Join us on our twin adventure as I explore a range of topics around maternal well-being and motherhood. Hello everybody and welcome to the fourth episode of the Twins Mummy NI podcast. If you've just stumbled upon this podcast, my name is Carla and I work as a TV journalist, but now I am a stay-at-home mum to 11-month-old twin girls. If you're interested in topics such as perinatal mental health, maternal well-being, and what life is really like for a first-time twin mum, then this is the place for you. You are very welcome. You can also check out our twin adventure on Instagram at twinsmummyni. Excuse me. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I haven't been feeling in top form recently. This week's episode is going to be a slightly more unusual podcast as the whole house is sick with coughs and colds and we're all just generally running very low in energy. So I've decided, instead of discussing what I had planned to talk about in this week's episode, that it might be a good opportunity to have a chat about a real life experience and what it's like to cope with looking after babies whenever you're feeling ill and under the weather. I may be coughing occasionally throughout this recording and you may hear my voice break a few times, so please do bear with me. But, excuse me. I think it's good to talk about the importance of mothering ourselves as well as our babies, especially during these challenging old times that do crop up in motherhood. In my experience, our mental health can be affected by our physical health, and both really impact each other. So if we are feeling sick, you know, I think it's important to take care of ourselves both physically and mentally, just to ensure that we bring ourselves back to an even keel and ready to take on a brand new day. I was chatting to a good friend of mine there during the week, Anne, and she made a really interesting point. She said to me that social media puts people under great pressure to be super parents. You know, this idea of being a super parent. But is that even physically possible all of the time? Do we even really need to be super parents? I think for me, it's important to understand that feeling guilty is not a helpful response when we're feeling ill, even if it is an automatic response, because it's not possible to be switched on all the time. You know, you'd burn yourself out. A sick mum or a sick dad can often at times feel as much guilt as they feel sick. And feeling guilty lowers our mood and it prevents us from bouncing back healthy and strong again. As parents, we look after our little ones, but how many of us remember to look after ourselves in the process? The importance of mothering ourselves as well as our children is such a key thing to remember here. We've all heard that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. And by taking time for yourself, you know, you're giving your body and your mind a little rest and an opportunity just to reset. Self-care is so important. It certainly helps me to avoid burnout, particularly during these busy old days of early motherhood. I think for me, self-care shouldn't be an afterthought or something that we as mums feel guilty about doing. No, I think it's healthy to try and incorporate some self-care into our day if we can around our very busy schedules. One of the unspoken things that I think about self-care is, you know, sometimes it means actually reaching out and asking for some help. Now, this is something that certainly doesn't come very natural to me. Can I ask you, how many of you, if you saw someone who wasn't feeling well, maybe they're sick, exhausted, or maybe they're dealing with something that's difficult in their life, how many of you would reach out immediately and help them? Yet, when difficult times or illness or tiredness maybe hits us, how many of us would actually give ourselves the same care? So how do we manage to balance everything and keep the ship steering when we're feeling sick as well? This week taught me that this is not an easy task. Indeed, it's not. Prior to the twins' arrival, if I was sick, all I wanted to do was to just lie on the sofa and hide under a warm blanket and watch one of my favourite movies. However, duvet days like this are not as easy to achieve when we become parents. Ugh, do you ever just get days where all you want to do is to get cosy, get into your jammies and curl up on the sofa and just do nothing? I'm sitting here and I'm looking out the kitchen window. The sky is grey. It's been a dreary old day all morning. It's been raining flat out. And I'd hoped to take the girls out for a little walk this afternoon to get some fresh air. But, you know, we'll see how we're feeling, what the weather is like. The thought, like the sheer thought of getting out the door with the twins today is not filling me with any enthusiasm whatsoever. Do you ever get days like that? You know, sometimes whenever I'm tired, or if I'm feeling sick like today, or maybe it's my time of the month, everything that I do just feels so much harder to achieve. Do you ever get times like that? Like, I'm looking around me here, and to the right of me, I can see the laundry basket in the corner is full of clothes, and I need to stick a wash on later on as well. And I know I need to get some groceries, as we don't have any milk left in the fridge. And there's a basket of ironing been sitting there for the past couple of days as well, and all I want to do is just sit here and do nothing. Do you ever get times like that, you know, where you just simply put far too much pressure on yourself to accomplish everything each day? Well, today the laundry can sit there in that basket, and the ironing can wait, and I'll maybe ask my husband if he can pick up some milk on his way home from work. I'm just going to sit here on the sofa, put a warm blanket around me and enjoy a wee cup of tea. All I'd love to do is to just sit here and recharge the batteries, but I know the babies next door will be up very shortly and nappies will need changed and it'll be feeding time once again in our house. But we'll keep going. As I said, I had planned to talk about a completely different topic for this week's podcast, but since we're all feeling slightly sorry for ourselves, I thought it might be a good idea to discuss how we manage taking care of our little ones and ourselves when we aren't feeling in top form. We're always so busy, you know, taking care and mothering our little ones, but do we actually make time to mother ourselves in the process? I, for one, know that I don't. It's just, like, all go, go, go all the time. And as the days merge into weeks, I suddenly find out that I haven't really actually taken any time to just stop, put the handbrake on and breathe. So I think feeling sick this week reminded me to just pause and carve out some more time for myself, if I can, around our very busy schedule. Self-care is so important for us mums, isn't it? You know, it's not always easy to find the time for self-care, especially when you have children. It often seems that there are more things we need to do than there are hours in the day. But I think it's important to take care of yourself as well as your family. Self-care certainly helps me to be a happier and brighter mum, and it lifts my mood, particularly on the days that I'm feeling a little bit more vulnerable. I'll tell you what, I'll share a few tips with you that I find helps me just to find the time and the headspace to practice self-care when, you know, when I'm not busy changing nappies or perhaps settling emotions in our house. Last night, when I put the girls down in their little cots to sleep, I decided to grab a notebook and pen and write out just a short list of things that I felt could be achievable to incorporate into our day around taking care of Island Aria. We are all individuals, so in terms of self-care, you know, what works for one person maybe doesn't work for another. We all need and we all love different types of self-care. And for some mums, you know, that could be a Pilates class. For others, it could be sitting down and just enjoying a good book. Why not try out a variety of things and see what you yourself enjoy doing? Then come up with a plan and stick with that plan. Whatever works best for you, you know, you'll know yourself. But here are some of the things that helped me as I power through days like these that are just that little bit more difficult to manage when the whole house is sick. There are a number of great ways to care for ourselves without spending a lot of money. Self-care for me is not always going out to a spa or getting a manicure. You know, whilst those things are nice, it doesn't mean that we have to run out the door to achieve some peace and serenity. Sometimes it can be achieved right here in the heart of our own home. Simple things like writing in a journal or colouring in or listening to something relaxing, maybe whether that's a meditation or creating a new playlist of songs that you enjoy listening to. One thing that I share with you is I love to dance. Now, I don't really have any great moves, but I can shake my hips from side to side like the next person. Recently, when I've had a long old day and I need some cheering up, I started to put on some old 90s hits that I remember dancing to when I was a teenager back in the day. Do you remember that song, You're a Superstar? Well, lately, I started playing that song and dancing about my front living room, reminiscing about the old days. You know when you used to put glitter in your hair or wear blue mascara and you used to think you were the woman? Well, I did. When I think about it now. Well, now I'm bobbing around my front living room, reaching for the sky and holding my head up high, and I can feel my mood just lift instantly. I think it's the idea of just getting up and just moving your body. It's something that really cheers me up, especially at the end of a difficult old day like today. Now, I'm not suggesting that all of you should start raving in your living rooms each night when the babies are sleeping. No, I don't want any phone calls from your neighbours blaming me for the rave that's going on next door. But why not find something that brings that little bit of happiness to your day? You know, some other things that I also enjoy doing are having a nice warm bubble bath. Do you know what? That's actually put me in the notion. I might have one this evening when the girls go down to sleep. Like, I love sitting in the bath, but maybe I have lots of bubbles. Maybe I've stuck a bath bomb in and just chilling out and listening to some soothing music and just switching off from the busy day. Excuse me. Another thing that's just sprung to mind there is I haven't spoken to my good friend Emma properly in a while. We've sent each other voice notes back and forth, but you know, it'd be lovely just to sit down and have a proper chat about what's going on in each other's worlds. Yeah, tell you what, maybe I'll do that. Do you ever feel like that? You know, when you meet up with your friends and you just put the world to rights, it's such a great feeling. I've noticed it's harder making time to meet up with friends since the girls have arrived, and this is something I will try to improve on myself. For those who know me, my relationships with people are just so important to me. But since COVID, I've noticed I don't really get out and about as often as I used to. And there's no real reason why I don't. I just don't seem to make the effort anymore. I think I've just got too comfortable sitting in and not making the effort, especially since I've been so busy looking after Isla and Aria as well. Yes, I'll give Emma a wee call later on for a chat. That'll cheer me up. And I haven't met my good friend Mary for a while either. Maybe I'll get in touch with her and organise a lunch somewhere nice. Gosh, what a luxury. Just to be able to get out and enjoy a nice meal together. That'll be something to look forward to. Yes, I'll drop Mary a wee text later on and see if she's up for that. It'd be great to see her again. Like these are some of the things that I like to do when I'm feeling a wee bit sorry for myself. The key is to create something that brings some joy into your day as you carve out some time just for you. Now, I know how difficult it can be to find a moment just for ourselves, especially when we have young babies and children at home. But I'm a firm believer that one of the kindest things that we can do for ourselves is to just make the time to do one thing that you really enjoy doing each day, even if it's only for 5 minutes. Like, if you can't find 5 minutes, you know, I don't know. If it's been a long day, maybe the babies aren't settling, or you just simply cannot find the energy to think of something to do in terms of self-care, why not take 5 minutes just to write down a few things that you enjoy doing, and then maybe give it a wee go. Try it and see. Look, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You can work your way up from there, perhaps. Look, I've every faith in you that you can do it. Do you know what, actually? I'll put up a post on Twins Mummy NI Instagram page and reach out to you. I'm keen to hear what advice you could share with us on tips that help you to manage through these challenging times as parents when the whole house is sick. You know, as mummies, we're often time poor because we're just so busy all the time. Like, there's many a day where I feel that I simply cannot find the time to do something nice for myself, purely because I'm just so exhausted by the end of the day, and all I want to do is to roll into bed. But I think it's important to know that we all can nourish and nurture ourselves in some small way, and by doing so, it's a massive help. And sick mummies need to know that it is okay to take a rest for a little bit, and there's absolutely no reason why we should feel one bit guilty about that. If you're in a similar situation yourself, please do be kind to yourself and know days like these do pass. Do you ever find yourself experiencing self-doubt and a lack of confidence in yourself as a mum? There are so many pressures that can be experienced as we make that transition to motherhood. Self-doubt at times can creep in and worries build up. You know, you question yourself, am I doing the right thing here? You second guess yourself and worry whether you're doing the right thing as a mum. Trust in yourself and the decisions that you make. You know what's best for you and what works best. Can I tell you a little secret? None of us have it all figured out. What helps me to take care of my mental health in motherhood is taking things one day at a time. As I put one foot in front of the other, I am learning something brand new every single day. I certainly don't have it all figured out, nor do I need to. Mental health is something that should be protected. It's something that I certainly don't take for granted nor treat as an afterthought. If I find that things are maybe getting on top of me, I like to reach out and speak to others. Maybe that's a family member or a friend, someone that I can have a chat with and say, you know, actually, things are hectic at the minute. Can you help me? Asking for help was something brand new for me. But I am so very glad that I found the confidence to ask for help, especially during the times that I feel, you know, that an extra pair of hands or a kind listening ear is needed. Excuse me. I would encourage you, if you feel that things are weighing on you, please don't be afraid to ask for help. That could be a chat with your GP, or health visitors, or a friend. Or even a chat with other mums that we meet at our baby classes. There are spaces of comfort out there. My hope is that you will find them and not feel one bit guilty about that. Oh, there we go. Didn't I tell you? I could hear Isla and Aria next door waking up from their nap. I knew it. I knew nap time wouldn't last too long today. I better go here. I'll get these nappies changed and it'll be feeding time once again in our house. Thank you for your time today. I will join you next time for a chat on the Twins Mummy NI podcast. In the meantime, take care and remember there is always hope.